Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the rampant White House craziness after a whistleblower claimed Donald Trump attempted to shake down a foreign leader to interfere on his behalf in the next election, which is so illegal even Vladimir Putin was impressed. Our president canceled an arms shipment that Ukraine was counting on to hold off Russia and also threatened to keep our vice president from making a state visit unless Vladimir Zelensky played ball by investigating Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Keeping Mike Pence from coming to your country doesn't sound very menacing, more like a reward. Supposedly, records of this call were diverted to a super-secret server that stores other calls and documents that make the president look bad. So it must be one hell of a server. Maybe a warehouse in Bethesda. The president responded by saying the whistleblower was like a spy, and in the old days, they knew how to deal with spies. Suggesting we execute witnesses to his crimes. Isn't that an impeachable offense? He's stacking them up like 747 circling O'Hare after a blizzard the day before Thanksgiving. And we all know how the rest of this is going to play out. He'll deny anything happened, which might be tough this time around since he already admitted it. Next, he'll say that even if he did it, there's nothing illegal about it. Then he'll attack the accuser and call it a partisan witch hunt and another example of a larger conspiracy against him, the best president ever. And during all these predictable machinations, he'll also try to distract us from focusing on it. Maybe finally release his tax records, or leak photos from the night he spent with Stormy Daniels, or start a war. But we all know what it'll boil down to. He'll blame Hillary. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.